mais.
Kof Zion Adoration, Monday the 4th of March, Rabbi Ephraim Pinnas, Be'inyan Klei HaMishkan.
We're standing in the middle, Trumo de Tzave, Vayakel Pekudei, the parshas with the Torah is marich, an unbelievable ariches beinyan the tzivui from Rabbeinu Shloim to Moshe Rabbeinu about all the klei Mishkan, and then the hemshech after the tzivui how it zalel ve'olio v'chol chach melev were mekayim and did all the klei Mishkan. And I'm sure everyone heard already a lot about the klei Mishkan, but if the Torah is marich an unbelievable ariches. But bedeich klal envi ois in the Torah is tille tillim shen deutschen boy. And the Torah is marich here four long parshias about Klei HaMishkan. I thought actually we could still be marich also and try to take at least one keli of the Mishkan and see what we can take out, what we see in Chazal in Achoinim, want to teach us from the middes and of the tzure where the Rebbeinu Shloim told us to do the Klei HaMishkan. We'll start with one of the choshevs to Klei HaMishkan, the Oroin. The Oroin is very interesting. There's quite a few middes and limudim what Chazal is telling us from the Oroin. Number one, all the middes of the Oroin were all with half. The length was 2.5, the roichav was 1.5, and the koimah 1.5. Everything finishes with half. Nothing was 2 or 1. And the Balatum already brings that this is the only keli. Every other keli, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, all the other kelim had at least the Oirech or the Roichev 2 or 1. Wasn't everything with half a middle. Interesting is the Oren, wherever you look, from the Oirech, from the Roichev, from the Koimer, 2.5, 1.5, everything finished with Chatzi middle. Zog the Balaturim. It's coming to teach us that the Torah, as much as you learn, it's never Dovah Sholem. Torah is Hashem Temimo. The Torah is such a oimek. The Torah is such a fenem. That a person has to know as much as you go into the Orah and into the Torah. Wiffel menor learned, you're only at the beginning. It's never shayach bichlal for a person in this world to come to Atke Dekach, to the ganze Temimus of the Torah, the ganze Shlemus of the Torah. This is one interesante Sache, where the Oren were different in the middes than the other Kelim. But we'll go weiter and see interessant. The Gemara in Menoches Tzadik Ches. Zog the Gemara that there's another Shinui, another change where it was by the Oren different than all the other Kelim. Zog the Gemara, we all know that all the Klei HaMishkan needed to have a body to hold the Klei HaMishkan. Sagt die Gemara, all the Klei HaMishkan, when we did the Badim, we did the Badim at the Oirech, at the length. Like that's the Poshet Svore. If you have to pick up a table, where is it easier? Where would you do the Badim? From the table, along the length of the table. Not at the Roichev, because the Oirech was every time bigger than the Roichev. Kedei to have it easier to schlep up the Klei HaMishkan, the Badim were along the Oirech of the Keli. That's how it was by the Shulchan. That's where it was by all the other Kelim. Zog the Gemara makes a cheshbon that by the Oroin they had to be changed. By the Oroin, even Al Pisvore, it should have been done at the Badim along the Oirech of the Oroin. Zog the Gemara in Noches Tzadik Ches, no, it didn't work out. We had to change it and we had to do it on the Roichev. And along the Roichev. The Gemara zog Favos. What's the cheshbon? The very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that the Oroin, the Oirech was 2.5 amas. The Roichev was only 1.5 amas. So, Zog the Gemara, if you would have done the Badim along the Oirech of the Oroin, then Kumto is between the two Badim. How much place would have been between the two Badim? 1.5 amas between the two Badim. Zog the Gemara, we know to schlep the Oroin, Zog Chazal, we needed to have 4 people schlepping Neusser Oroin. 2 in the front, 2 in the back. And Gemara says every person needs one amma. To be able for a person to stand, he needs to have one amma for himself. So the Gemara make the cheshbon. So today two people should be able to stand in front of the Orin, and two people behind the Orin. So you need to have two ammas in the front and two ammas in the back. But if we would do the badin and the oirich along the length of the Orin, so between the badim, we only have 1.5 ammas. So the Gemara, it's not shayach to squeeze in two people in 1.5 ammas.
Outside the
oh. That's the Scheile. We'll get to it. That's the idiom we're trying to get here. I don't believe. And the Gemara is a bazaar. Moya, the Gemara says it has to be. The Gemara says there's no other mehalach. So the Gemara says it has to be. What did they do? The Bezalel had to change and do the badim instead of the oirech. The badim beroychev. And if you do a beroychev, you had 2.5 ammas between the badim, because the length of the oren was 2.5 ammas. So if you do the badim at the roychev, you have 2.5 ammas between the badim. Remaining 2.5 ammas, there's enough place for two people to stand, 2 ammas, like this, they were able to be the nicer oren. At kan the Gemara in Menoches Tzadikhes, and the Sfas Emes of Platz, this is one of the main sporim in Kotchim on the Gemara, asks Yoshayne. Sfas Emes asks, he doesn't understand. Where does it say in the Torah that the Noiser Oroin have to stand between the Badim? Right. Where does it say it have to stand between the Badim so the Gemara should come with a whole Mahalach that in 1.5 Amos it's not shy to squeeze in two people? So Mimele, we had to change Bad Oroin and make the Badim along the Roichav. Kedei, it should be 2.5 Amos between the Badim to be able to put in two people between. Freit the Sfas Emes, let's do that one person should say inside, and one outside, or both of them outside. And like this, you can keep the badim like it should
be.
Can
the badim be longer than the oren?
Hmm?
Can the badim be longer?
No problem. But the roichev also was longer. It says it sticked out to the paroiches. Sure. That's how it was. This is the Sfas Emes, and the Sfas Emes bleibt der Kasche. And I'll ask you even more. The Gemara only speaks about the oren. Let's see the Shulchan. The Shulchan, the Roichev, also had only 1.5. The Shulchan, the Roichev, only had 1.5. And there we did the Badim along the length, and it's not shaykh to put in two people in 1.5. So what did they do by the Shulchan? Has to be a fact that by the Shulchan, the Noisei HaShulchan, was standing outside. And the Gemara didn't have no problem.
That's clear.
So by the Shulchan, it had Badim, and there, doesn't say where, but has to be it's in the Eurech, where the Gemara says everywhere the Eurech. I look in the Pasuk, how much was between the Badim and the Shulchan? 1.5. So has to be that the Noisa Shulchan was standing outside. So if the Noisa Shulchan was standing outside, what's the problem? The Ba'orin should be the Zalbazach.
Where does it say that the Badim of the Shulchan were Ba'orech?
The Gemara says, Kol Kliya Mishkan. That's what the Gemara says in Menoches Tzadikhes.
Except for the...
Yeah, the Gemara says, Chutz the Oroin or the Oroin not. The Gemara starts at the bottom of the Omud Aleph, turning to my base. That's what the Gemara says, God, that all of them, and today, today all the picture books, that's how you see it. Again, we don't bring a Rai from the picture books, but they take it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Klea Mishkan, the Badim went along the Eurech, Chutz the Oroin. So this is even a double dekasha. Number one, Stam, why can they not stand outside? And number two, the Shaila is, we see by the Shulchan. But the Shulchan, they are standing outside. So why did the Gemara feel that the Oren has to be, that the Noisa Oren have to be between the Badim and not outside of the Badim? The Kasha is a Moyodige Kasha, the Sazem is quite bezorch here. But Teure here, and we can say Efshab Indian Drush. The Indian Drush, I heard once, a Shane Tevitz, a Shane Pshat, what is the Nafkemine between the Oren and all the other Kler Mishka? We all know the Chazal tell many times the Noisa Oren. It's not pshat only the Noisa Oren practical metzias were schlepping the Oren. Because the Emtz and the Oren didn't need anyone to schlep it. The Gemara says, Oren Noisa is Noisov. The Noisa Oren is pshat is those who were mekabel on them the oil from the Oren. Noisa Oren is pshat is we put yourself under the oil hatoire. The Oren is this, symbolizes the oil hatoire. Mele sagt die Gemara moide gesagt. To be able to be zoiche, to be a noiser oren, to be able to be mekabel yourself the oil teure, It's not shaykh when you stand outside and you just give a hand to the Torah. Somebody who doesn't feel that his whole life is a Kabbalah's Torah. Somebody who feels I can be a Yid for myself. When I learn, that's when I have a kasher of the Torah. Aber nicht als ich bin in ganzen reingetan, to be a ganzen Mekabel oil Torah, neuser Oren. You want to stand from the outside and just give a hand to be the neuser Oren? Sagt die Mara, no. That doesn't work.
Why didn't
the service
answer that?
Good. I was a teure evil invite, sir. You're right. That's why I said. It's everywhere. So same as us, it's more halacha lemaisa. In Poland, they said more halacha lemaisa. We go more of the Ungarische halacha, drush. In drush, we can say, shows as azach. That by noise hashulchan, where shulchan is connected to panosse, this doesn't have to be the personality of a person. In the Indian Panosa, you can go and you can work, you can put yourself in ganz into Panosa, but that's not who you are. By Oroin, when it comes to be the Neuse HaTeure, that's where you have to show who you are. Das bin ich, das ist mein Herz, das ist mein Leben. There you can't be like by the Shulchan, to stand outside and just to give it a hand and to schlep it up. Kedei to be Zeuche, to be a Neuse HaOroin, has to be that when you know the organ, you stand between the badim. You put yourself in ganzen rein into the badim, between the badim or the noise organ. And in this, when you feel that this is your whole sich, this is your whole personality, who am I, the noise organ, me mele, you can be zoiche, take it should be mitzarecho noise organ, mitzarecho organ noise is noise. And I heard once from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that we say by Tonne de Beda Yo, Kalashina loches becholio im Muftach loy, shuben oilom habo, shenema halichois oilom loy, altikra halichois, elo haloches. So he said, Chazal don't just have as a gramen to play around with words. We have halichos, halichos sounds similar to the words haloches, so let's play around with the nekudot and make instead of halichos, haloches. He said, it doesn't go. It's not about chonis, where we just take some words and we play around. Halichas, halochas. Not Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gesagt, a Yid has to know that halichas means whatever you do, wherever you go, has to be lefi halocha. He says, in Klal Yisrael, there's no parve. Pshat is in parve to say, there's a mitzvah, and there's achem, which is avere. And other things, nisch ka mitzvah, nisch ka avere, parve. In Klal Yisrael, everything is lefi Shulchan Aruch. Whatever you do, even if it's not mamsh in bis medrash or learning, any zach is, it could be a mitzvah, it's for avodah Hashem, it's for chesed, and if not, it's on the other side. Ad kedei kach, it's hoiche madreges, just to give you a dogma, after the ptira of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, of Segal, they found in his room, in the drawer, different kabbalas, where he was mekabel himself, Erev Yom Kippur, different years. Different Rav Segal, Manchester Rosh Hashiva. They found one of the Kabbalahs of the last few years, where he was mekabel himself not to move his hand before he went through Lefi de Shulchan Aruch, if it's the right thing. This is a moiridige madrege, to be able to get to it, or to show wie weit a erlecha yid Oyved Hashem can get to a matziv where he was mekabel himself, and everyone who knows him, he was Isha Emes. He wouldn't just be mekabel himself something of malochim diga madreges. As bad as he was up to it. Not to move his hand before he didn't go through lefi Shulchan Aruch, he should do it or not. To give you the musik of Shlomo Zalman says, al tikra halochis el halichos. That's bad. Halichos, every move what he did, moving his hand or wherever he goes, has to be lefi dalet chelke Shulchan Aruch. Das ist pshat. Ein, was the ganze Halichas is al pialoche, is in neusere Oroin, he is between the badim, er is in richtige reingetorn, by him his whole personality, his whole horach yelech, 24-7, is lefi the Oroin, lefi de Shulchan Aruch. Aber I'll go weiter, the Indian von the Oroin. There's an interessante machloikes, Rashi in Ramban. Mamash in the Hemshech, weiter be Indian the badim. Where were the badim? We all know, because that's what we take from the pictures where we have our dimin, and that's how Rashi learns, that the badim were on top of the orin. Mamish kimat by the kapoiris. Mamish on top of the orin, that's where they made the taboys to put in the badim. That's Shittas Rashi. Rashi says that he put the badim on top of the orin, like this one, they were schlepping it, they had the badim on the shoulder, and the orin hanging down. The Ramban of the Platz comes and brings Rashi, and Ramban is chölig, very stark in Rashi. Lo yodati, loma oma. Ramban says, I don't know where did Rashi take from. She bezovis hoel yoinois somuch lekapoires hoyu hatabois. So Ramban, where did he take this from? There's no mekoyer to tell us that the tabois were on top of the oring. Somuch lekapoires. So Ramban, and he wants to be chölig. Ramban says, nein, I'm chölig and I teine verkehrt. The tabois were at the bottom of the oring. Mamish at the bottom. Kemat at the ritzpo. And that's where you put the badu.
It makes the iron wobble. It would work. I don't think it works in practice to have it at the bottom.
Why?
Because it makes it move.
No, why? Right, a bit higher. It was standing on the bottom. The oven was standing on the oven. And a few centimeters higher, he made it tabois at the bottom. No, the organ was standing on the floor, and a bit higher than the first 5-10 centimeters from the floor, that's where he put the tabois. That means that when the noise organ came and picked up the organ, the body went on top of the shoulder, and the whole organ was higher up. It was higher than the shoulder.
But the whole, it's unsupported.
Why not? The body were out of pure gold, and they had the courage to pick up the whole organ. I mean, mainly the whole organ was much higher. Machlokes Rashi and Ramban often Platz interessante machleikes, where were the body? What's the taine from the Ramban? What does push Ramban to be chölig on Rashi? Rashi doesn't have a mekoyer, so the Ramban euch hat mich kein mekoyer. Sagt Ramban interessante Sache, zwei Sachen. Sagt Number one, sagt practical, if you put the body on top of the orin, shakoyved hoy godl yoisemidai. He says if you put the badim on top of the orin. That means when you schlep the orin, the badim on your shoulder, and the orin where had a meshunedige weight is pulling down. We all know that we have something that's pulling down as a very heavy, we might say, this big covet. Masha ein kein, like we see it more in Eretz Yisrael, all the Arabs, when they schlep something, they put it on the head. If you put a heavy keli on top of you, is much easier to carry than when you have it holding it and it's schlepping down, or you're like you hold bags and the bags are pulling you down the weight. It's much harder than when you put a heavy bag onto your shoulder. Meile sagt der Ramban, the orin had a meshunedige weight. Sagt der Ramban, if you put the body on top, that means that the orin was pulling down. Sagt der, it's meshunedige mishko for the neuste orin to be able to schlep. Kedei it shouldn't be such a hard and a heavy sach to schlep the orin. So the man posh it practical. Let's put the bottom at the bottom of the orin. We made it when we put the bottom of the bottom of the orin, we pick it up. So at the beginning, tak it's harder. But once you're holding it and you're schlepping it, so we made it, the whole weight is on top of you. Have a weight on top of you is, everyone knows, but metzia is much easier than when you hold something and it pulls you down.
But metzia, you couldn't carry it at all because the capoeiras was so heavy, a ton.
What do you mean? It's not so much schuldiger weight. But because it's so heavy, sagt Ramban, let's do it in the easiest way. Everyone understands if you have to take a schuldiger heavy box and schlep it, you won't schlep it like this and it's just pull you down. Forget, you pull it over you and you try to hold it from the bottom like this. It's much easier.
If you're holding it on your shoulder,
sure. But if you hold on your shoulder something that pulls you down, sure, it's a schuldiger weight. I think it's on top of you. That's a fact. To pick it up was harder. Once you're holding it, sure. If you have a very heavy bag, even if it's round you, or like a handbag, something that's round you, it pulls you down. That's what Ramban says, bag number one. The second thing Ramban says, chutz from the practical, because it's so heavy, sagt er, der covet. Sagt er, der orin was the schönste Sache in Klal Yisrael, this is our keter, this is our beluche. Sagte, something that's covered, you hold on top of you. Something that's more like choshev to you, you pick up high. Like a sefer Torah, man macht es hoch. Sagte, the orin, verkehrt, when you schlep the orin, it should be like a keter, higher than you. Not stand here between the shoulders of the people, pushing it, between the anoshim who schlepping it, it should be the orin, unser teure. Sagte, the orin is the teure. Kidei to go around, to take around the Torah from place to place, to care, the person should hold it high. So this is their covet. This is how we show the covet we have the Torah. So the man did zwei Zvores. And in Mele, which Arsha Al came, is the Cholik in Ganzen of Rashi. And he says not to do the Tabois on top of the Oren, not to put the Badim on top, no other rather to put the Tabois in the Badim on the bottom of the Oren. So he said the Ramban. Kommt der Chasm Seifer, and sagt der Chasm Seifer, that the Yisoid from the Ramban is not only in the time of the Mishkan by the Oren. Now sagt der Chasm Seifer, this is a lesson for anyone who Taku wants to be Neuses Oren. Anyone who wants to be Mekabel to himself, the Eula Teure, sagt the only way how you can be Zeuche to be Neuses Oren, sagt it's like the two Yisoides, the two Zvoris, or the Ramban says, how to be Neuses Oren. Number one, he says, it has to be done, like when you hold it from the bottom, not with a koivet, not with a schwerkeit. So if somebody goes and he sits and learns, sagt der Chasm Seifer, aber he gives the krechts, it's hard, es ist a schwere Sache, sagt that's not how you can be mekabel ol teure. He says, it has to be that even if it's other rabbis, it's a choshere Sache, but it's with excitement. Something, even it's hard, but if you're excited for it, then it's never a problem. When somebody feels it's schwer for him to sein ayit, sagt der it's very hard to be mekabel ol teure. To be mekabel ol teure, other rabbi, it has to be that as much as you have to put in, but if a person understands how much it's kedai and how much this is the emistige simchas achayim of a person, in Mele he will never give a krechts. Sagt somebody who schleps it, wie Ramban sagt, aber it's pulling him down, and hat nicht ka keuches, and it's pulling him mit a schlepp, mit a krechts, sagt that's not the way how you'll be able to be solche, to be the neuses ore. Number one. And number two, sagt Chasm Seufer, like Ramban is moisif, how do we get to this? To attack it, to be able to be mekabel de teure, and it shouldn't be mit a krechts, if you do it derech kovet, and you do it, it's like the keter, and you pick it up, and you understand that kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu. So Chasm Seifer, if you make noise oren, if you understand that this is the kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu, and this is unser ganze kovet in leben, this is unser malchus, this is unser chius, mi mele, when you go and you mekabel de teure, and when you do whatever it says in the Torah, and when you mekayim any mitzvah, and any other tzivui, what the Bonshom tells us, you will do it with the ganze Frischkeit and nicht mit der Schwerkeit. This is interesting, two nekudes, what we see by the Oren, what we have, Shak Letarian, the Chazal, what we said, number one, why we did Le'orech and not Le'roichev, and number two, the Badi Oren, Rashi and Ramban, whether at the top or the way at the bottom. Noch eine interessante Sache, wo wir wollen rein bei der Oren, ist die Kruvim. Chazal tell us that the Kruvim Pneim Ish El Ochiv. The two Kruvim on top of the Oren, where one Ponim Ish El Ochiv. And the Santi Gemara says that it wasn't every time Pneim Ish El Ochiv. The Gemara in Bob Basra says, Bizman Sheret Oysim Retzoyne Shul Mokheim. When Chazal did Retzoyne Shul Mokheim, Upneim Ish El Ochiv. When Klal Yisrael were doing the Rotzen Shul Mokheim, demels take the Kruvim Upneim Ish El Ochiv. Bizman She'ein Oysim Retzoyne Shul Mokheim, when they didn't do the Rotzen Shul Mokheim, is Rabbein Shleiner made an unbelievable ness, and the Kruvim, even they were out of gold, of Zov Mikshu Achas, turned round, Upneim are not Ish El Ochiv, they were each one to the other side. So he said the Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Rimigash fragt gleich Akashe. Fragt the Rimigash, do we all know a different Chazal? But the Gemara tells us that Bizman Achoben, when the Goyim came in to Yerushalayim, and they went into the Beis HaMikdosh, and they saw the Kliyam Mishkan, and they saw the Oren, the Goyim couldn't understand when they saw the Bada Yidin or the Kruvim Upneim Ishel Ochiv. Fragt the Rimigash, Bizman Achoben, didn't do Retzoyne Shel Mokheim. So what pshat then was Pneim Ishel Ochiv? Then was the Ponim should have not been Ishel Ochiv. Wie die Gemara sagt, bis manche ein oisten Retzoyne Shel Mokheim, the Ponim is not Ishel Ochiv. So how can it be when the Goyim came in, it was Pneim Ishel Ochiv? And this Kamashayne Tiruzim. Now I want to say a teres from the Ksav Seifer. Ksav Seifer, the son of Chasm Seifer, also in Loshen Drush, says different pshat in the Loshen of the Gemara. Er teitscht auf die Gemara so. Kan bisman sh'oisen retzoyne shel mokim. You want to know what is the rotzion shel mokim? Upneim ishel ochiv, when one yid cares about ishel ochiv about somebody else. What's the rotzion of the Rebbeinu Shloilem? What's the main thing, number one, what the Rebbeinu Shloilem wants from us in this world? Upneim ishel ochiv, when you care about somebody else. Bisman sh'oisen retzoyne shel mokim. What's the time we're not doing the rotzion shel mokim? If everyone lives for himself, cares about himself, and doesn't care about somebody else. Mimele sagt der Ksav Seufer am Röder Gechiddisch. Sagt inoch hename bis manach oben, where they didn't do the Rotzen von Rebbeinu Shloilem as the Rotzen, where we look at the Rotzen von Rebbeinu Shloilem. Sagt aber, when the Goyim came and started doing Nebuch dort in the Melchome, the Yidin and Golis started going to Golis, they started caring about each other. Sagt der Beschaß der Chuben, Klal Israel was a Pneim Ishel Ochiv. They were thinking and caring about somebody else. Min Meile, that was called Oysin Rezoyne Shel Mokoyim, and the Kuvim went back on a Pneim Ishel Ochiv. Sagt der Wotz Pshat, when were the Kuvim Pneim Ishel Ochiv? Mida Knege Mida, when Klal Israel was Pneim Ishel Ochiv. If us, Klal Israel, were thinking and caring about somebody else, is Pneim from the Kuvim also Ishel Ochiv. Maybe Dr. Philip is man a chub, where we didn't do kilo the Rebbeinu Shlom's rotzen, but as man a chub, when Klal Yisrael is pneim ishel ochiv, me mele when the goyim went into the oren, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw the oren, also pneim was ishel ochiv. That's what I'm saying.